The following is a public lecture entitled The Meaning of Life, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 18th, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
So, here we are. You exist.
Jūs existē.
Because you can hear what I'm saying.
Tāpēc, ka jūs varat dzirdēt to, ko es jums saku.
That's the proof that you exist.
Un tā, tas ir pierādījums tam, ka jūs eksistējat.
You are not a figment of your own imagination.
Jūs nesat sevis kaut ko iedomājušies.
Because if you have an imagination, you must be real.
Tāpēc, ka ja jums ir spēja iztēloties, tad jūs esat reāli.
If someone says, I don't really exist, I'm just an illusion, I'm just imagining that I exist, then who's the I who's doing the imagining?
Jo, teiksim, es neeksistēju, es tikai iedomājos, ka es eksistēju, tad kurš ir tas es, kas to iedomājas?
People don't embrace this voidistic philosophy. People embrace the voidistic philosophy.
Cilvēki ar tādu lielu sajūsu un pieņem tukšumu filozofiju, voidismu filozofiju.
I was a songwriter back in 1969. I wrote a song called I'm So Unreal, and people loved that song. It was a ridiculous song. It was voidism. The lyrics went, the main line of the song went like this. Hey, I'm so unreal, I don't really exist at all. And the hippies at that concert in Golden Gate Park, they roared with delight to hear those lines. But if I don't really exist, then who's saying I don't exist?
But ja es neeksistēju, tad kurš ir tas, kas saka, ka es neeksistēju?
If I'm saying I don't exist, that means I exist, you see.
Ja es saku, ka es neeksistēju, tad tas nozīmē, ka es eksistēju.
So to say I don't exist, that I'm unreal, I don't really exist, that's an illusory philosophy. That's Buddhism, actually.
Tas ir budisms patiesībā.
Everything is void.
Viss ir tukšums.
Nothing exists.
Nekas neeksistē.
Nothing is real.
Nekas nav reāls.
The Beatles propagated this philosophy in their hit song Strawberry Fields.
Un Beatles arī savā dziesmā Zemļu lauks arī propagandēja šo filozofiju.
They said nothing is real.
Dziedāja, nekas nav reāls.
If nothing is real, then the statement nothing is real is also not real.
Bet ja nekas nav reāls, tad arī pats šis apgalvojums, ka nekas nav reāls, arī ir nereāls.
So this idea of saying that life has no meaning is a meaningless statement.
Tāpēc tas apgalvojums, ka dzīvē nav jēgas, ir bezjēdzīgs apgalvojums.
If we actually want to understand what is the meaning of life, we should not be tempted to fall for these voidistic philosophies.
Un ja mēs tiešām vēlamies zināt, kas ir dzīves jēga, tad mums nevajadzētu aizrauties ar šīm tukšām filozofijām.
We should honestly analyze things as they are.
Mums vajadzētu godīgi analizēt lietas tādas, kādas tās ir.
Here I am.
Šeit es esmu.
I exist.
Es eksistēju.
Because I am conscious of my existence.
Tāpēc, ka es apzinos savu eksistenci.
The present moment I'm suffering.
Šobrīd es ciešu.
Why am I suffering?
Kāpēc es ciešu?
I don't want to suffer.
Es nevēlos ciest.
So why am I suffering?
Kāpēc es ciešu?
This is the inquiry that one should make. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you've got a human form, you should inquire, what is the purpose of your existence? What is the meaning of life? What is the absolute truth?
Kas ir absolūtā patiesība?
These are the questions that one should ask.
Tie ir jautājumi, kas cilvēkam ir jāuzdod.
And you may say, well, how am I going to get the answers?
Jūs varētu teikt, jā, bet kā lai es iegūstu atbildes?
Will it be on the radio?
Vai tās atbildes, ko zināms par
Will it be in the newspaper?
Vai izlasāmas avīzē?
Will it be in some book somewhere?
Vai kādās grāmatās kaut kur?
Will some friend tell me?
Vai arī kāds draugs man teiks?
Will my teachers at school tell me?
Vai arī mani skolotāji skolā man to pastāstīs?
How will I find out what is the absolute truth?
Kā gan lai es atrotu, kas ir augstākā absolūtā patiesība?
The good news is this.
Labā vēsts ir tāda.
The absolute truth is fully present and manifest within you.
Absolūtā patiesība ir pilnībā izpausta un atrodas jūsos.
So when you are very sincere in your desire to know the absolute truth,
kad jūs esat pilnīgi patiesi savā vēlmē, nu, uzzināt augstāko patiesību,
the absolute truth will find the ways to get the message through to you so that you can be relieved from your suffering condition.
Tad absolūtā patiesība atradīs veidus, kādā veidā jums nodot vēstījumu tā, un lai rezultātā jūs varētu atbrīvoties no ciešanas pilnā stāvoklī.
I remember when I was a college student, that was the only question I really had. What is the meaning of life?
Es atceros, kad es biju students koledžā, tas bija vienīgais jautājums, ko es vēlējos saprast, kāda ir dzīves jēga.
I was attending a liberal arts college. We had studied so many subject matters, economics, history, biology, so many different subjects we studied.
Tur koledžā mēs studējām tik daudz dažādus priekšmetus, bioloģiju, vēsturi un tā tālāk.
We studied the whole history of Western civilization.
Mēs studējām visu rietumu civilizācijas vēsturi.
It was a course called Basic Studies.
Un tas bija kurs pamat studijas.
It was mandatory for basic studies.
Tas bija obligātais.
It was mandatory for every student on the whole campus.
Un visā tajā studentu pilsētiņā tas bija obligātais kurs.
It went on for 4 semesters.
Un tas ilgi 4 semestrus.
Of course, it was kind of a joke on the campus, BS 101, BS 102, like that. BS stands for bull stool. In English.
Jā. Un tas bija tad, vāk sakot, iekšējais joks bija, ka tas ir buļa mēsla vispār. Pirmie buļa mēsla, otrie un tā tālāk.
So there used to be kind of a joke on the campus, yeah, I got to study in the BS.
Tas bija tāds joks, ka BS nonglis.
But this course was supposed to tell us who you, what is the purpose of existence.
Bet patiesībā, it kā šī kursa jēga bija pateikt, kāda ir jūsu eksistences.
It studied the entire Western civilization from its early days in Iraq.
Un bija jāstudē visa civilizācijas vēsture no tā pašiem tās pirmsākumiem līdz.
They taught us that Iraq was the cradle of modern day civilization. Can you imagine Iraq?
Un tad mums mācīja, ka Irāka ir modernās civilizācijas šūpuls. Vai iedomāties Irāku?
So you can see how much in ignorance they were.
Jūs varat redzēt, cik lielā mērā viņi bija nezinoši.
They had no idea of the Vedic civilization.
Viņi vispār nebija nojauta par vedisko civilizāciju.
Human life, human civilization began from the Tigris and the Euphrates. That's two rivers in Iraq.
Tā kā viņi teica, ka civilizācija sākusies ir no šītiem divām Tigra un Eifrata, jā.
So we studied so many philosophers.
Un tā mēs studējām tik daudz dažādus filozofus.
We studied the Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius.
Mēs studējām romiešu filozofu Marku Aureliju.
And his answer to life suffering was, you just have to be tough. You just have to be tough in the face of the suffering.
Viņa atbilda, kā izturēt dzīves grūtības, bet viņam tev vienkārši jābūt izturīgam, tev jācieš.
It's like they say, the British stiff upper lip.
Tas tā kā ir tas izteiciens par tādu sakniektajām rītu lūpām.
And that was the answer.
Un tāda bija atbilda.
The suffering is there, you just have to be tough and take it.
Ja grūtības ir, ja ciešams ir, vienkārši esi izturīgs un ciet. Pieņemtās.
And, you know, so I was bewildered as a college student. I want to know what was the real meaning of life. How can I be happy? You know, no one could tell me.
Un es biju absolūti apjūts tā kā koledžas būdams students, jo es gribēju zināt, kāda ir dzīves jēga, bet neviens man par to nevarēja pastāstīt.
I spent 2 years at that college, Austin College in Sherman, Texas, And I never got any answer from anybody or from any textbook or any professor or any student on how and what is the purpose of existence.
Un tad es tur Austinā, kas Teksasas galvaspilsēta, pavadīju divus gadus šajā koledžā, mēģinot uzzināt atbildes interesējušie jautājumi, bet neviens pasniedzējs, neviena grāmata man nevarēja sniegt šo atbildi.
And after 2 years, they said, what do you want to major in, boy?
Un tad pēc diviem gadiem man prasēja, no kur tu tur maģistratūru, kādu tu gribi, kas tu tur, kādu grāmatu?
To me, it was a joke. First, tell me who I am. You're supposed to be an educator. I didn't say this, but this is in my inside my heart. This is supposed to be an institution of higher education. You're supposed to give me the knowledge that's going to set me free. You can't even tell me who I am and you want to know what I want to major in. First tell me who I am and then tell me, then ask what I want to major in. But those rascals could not tell me who I was. But I can tell you a wonderful thing that was happening now. Because that semester when I was had a burning desire to know who I am, that was the fall of
1965.
At the same time, exactly the same time that I in Sherman, Texas, when I had the burning desire to know who I am, a great saintly teacher set foot on American soil named A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
It was not by accident. At the same time that Prabhupada arrived in America, that's when I began wondering, who am I? You see, exactly the same time. So destiny, my destiny had begun. I was meant to come in contact with Prabhupada.
Mans liktens tajā brīdī sākās, jo
it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of my becoming more and more serious. To not only know who I am, but being willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to actually be who I am.
Ne tikai uzzināt to, kas es esmu, bet ziedot un upurēt visu, lai es varētu būt tas, kas es esmu.
So, that little school didn't offer me much.
Tā, mazā skoliņa man neko daudz nepiedāvāja.
So, I transferred to a big university in Austin, Texas, the University of Texas.
Un tad es pārcēlos uz lielāku, kas tā bija Austinā.
Actually, because life didn't make any sense to me, I thought, well, I think I'll major in theater, so at least I can live in some kind of illusory world, of imaginary world.
Es varētu studēt teātra mākslu, un tad vismaz es varētu dzīvot, būt maģisks teātra mākslā, tad es varētu vismaz dzīvot kādā iluzorā pasaulē.
See, I made a decision to become an actor.
Un es nolēmu, es kļūšu par aktieri.
At least I can act some illusory, make-believe reality.
Vismaz es varētu darboties kādā izdomātā realitātē.
But Austin College had a very small, tiny little drama department.
Bet Austin Universitātē tur bija ļoti neliela aktieru klase.
But down in Austin at the University of Texas, they have one of the top 10 drama schools in the whole United States. Top 10 drama schools at Austin, the University of Texas.
But previous had also very small.
Some teeny weeny little, just a husband and wife drama department, very small little department.
Which one? The top one?
Austin College.
Tas bija tas viens no 10 labākajiem, 10 Amerikas labākajām drāmas skolām.
So I decided to transfer to the big top 10 drama school in Austin.
So sorry. So you wanted to be
in Austin, Texas.
In the first university,
I decided to become an actor and to go into drama as my major field of study.
Yes.
But the drama department was so ridiculous.
I transferred
to a big university.
Tāpēc, un tas iemesls, kāpēc skolotājs pārgāja uz to lielo universitāti, bija tāpēc, ka tās drāmas pulciņš, kas bija tajā, tās drāmas studijas tajā iepriekšējā vietā, bija ļoti maziņš.
So now I had a sense of identity, you see.
Tagad man vismaz bija tāda sajūta identitātes sevi.
I felt some temporary happiness.
Un man bija tāds izlaicīga laime.
I had a little song I used to sing on my way to school.
Man bija tāda dziesmiņa, ko es dziedāju tajā laikā.
I'm going to be an actor, an actor, an actor.
Būšu aktieris, aktieris.
So in this way, I was looking forward to becoming an actor. You see, have some meaning to my life. Now I'll be an actor, you see. But then one day, one of the graduates of our acting school came to tell us what it was like in the real world of acting. How you become an absolute slave of the theater.
Kādā veidā tev padara par pilnīgu teātru vergu.
Memorizing lines, rehearsing, that's your whole life is that, nothing else.
Visi jūs dzīves sastāv no tā, ka tev nepārtraukti jāiekaļ kaut kāds teksts un jāpiedalās mēģinājumus, nekā vairāk.
Guess what happened to my little line, I'm going to be an actor bubble.
Un iedomājies, kas notika ar to manu, ar to burbulu, ko es biju iedomājies, kā es būšu aktieris.
Pop.
Oh,
finished.
Sorry.
So now what to do? Somebody one day at the drama school, they said, I was called Steve then. They said, Steve, how you doing?
Kāds, kas gribu apmeklēt to drama skolu, toreiz man sauc Steve's jautājumu. Steve, kā iet?
I said, well, you know, I'm really depressed.
Es teicu, vai es esmu ļoti depresīvā noskaņojumā, nomāks.
He said, don't say that.
Nesaki to.
In other words, you have to put on an act. You can't even be a real person in this acting school. You have to act on the stage and also off the stage. You also have to act as well. To be socially acceptable, you have to pretend that you're happy. Well, that was too much for me. You can't even reveal your heart, you know. What kind of nonsense is this? But one of the fellow students at the drama school, he told me about some book by a yogi. About attaining a state known as self-realization, where you're completely blissful.
Un par tādu stāvokli, kas saucās sevis apzināšana, kurā tu esi pilnīgi svētlaimē, pilnā svētlaimē.
So that sounded pretty interesting.
Un tas man izklausījās ļoti saistoši.
Much better than anything at the university.
Daudz interesantāk nekā tā universitāte.
So actually I dropped out of the university.
Un patiesībā es pametu to universitāti.
And I started getting reading books on self-realization.
Un es sāku lasīt grāmatas par sevis apzināšanos.
I found a home study course on how to become self-realized in your home.
Un es atradu tādu kursu, mājas mācības kursu, kā mājas mācoties, tu vari kļūt apzināties sevi.
So I sent my money in and I got my lesson every week in the mail.
Un es nosūtīju naudu un katru nedēļu es saņēmu mācību stundu.
My first lesson was to turn off all the lights, light a candle and sit there and stare at the candle.
Un man pirmā mācību stunda bija tāda, izslēdz gaismas, iedec sveci, izslēdz gaismas un sēdi, nekustīgi skaties uz sveci.
But I didn't get any nirvana from that.
Nekādu nirvānis no tās.
I didn't get any bliss. I tried to do all the lessons faithfully, sincerely. I tried to do those lessons. And I didn't get any happiness whatsoever from those lessons. But one day I got great happiness from those lessons. I took a match in one hand. I took the lessons in the other hand. And I burned them. And I felt good. Let me tell you, I really felt good that day. But now I didn't have any way to become self-realized. But then I had a friend. His name was Jim. And he was a teacher of something called Transcendental Meditation. He was a disciple of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. So he convinced me that you should get initiated in TM. This TMer, he used to take hallucinogenic drugs, and then he would do his meditation while he was hallucinating on drugs. And he was one of the authorized teachers. He was an authorized teacher of TM, and he would do it under drugs. Jim. So I had to pay the equivalent of 1 month's rent, which was the student discount, to get initiated.
Un tā kā es biju students, tad man bija atlaide, bet man bija jāsamaksā naudas līdzvērtīgi vienu mēnešu īres maksai par dzīvokli, lai es varētu saņemt iniciāciju.
I drove all the way down to Houston to get initiated. That's 200 miles away.
Un 200 jūdes man bija jābrauc uz Houston, lai es saņemtu šo iniciāciju.
They had you fill out a little form. Why are you getting initiated? On the form. I had to fill out the form.
Un es aizpildīju formu par to, kāpēc, lai es saņemtu iniciāciju.
And I said, because I'm depressed. I'm going to get initiated because I'm depressed. I'm going to get. So they took me into the motel room. They had a picture of Maharishi there. They had me bring some fruits and flowers for my new guru. And they initiated me into the secret mantra. You must chant this twice a day, silently, for 20 minutes. So I did it. I chanted 20 minutes twice a day. I was waiting for the spiritual enlightenment to come. I was taxiing down the psychological runway waiting for liftoff. And no matter how much anging I did, I didn't get off the ground.
Neatkarīgi no tā, ka cik daudz es šo skaņu atkārtoju, es tā arī nevarēju pacelties gaisā.
So I was pretty bewildered.
Un es vispār biju ļoti apjūts.
This is hopeless. How am I ever going to become self-realized?
Un vispār bezcerīga situācija. Kā gan es vispār kādreiz varētu saprast, kas es esmu?
But they had a special sex session of all the new initiates at somebody's house. It's a get-together, a gathering of all the new initiates. The new initiates.
Yeah, I got it.
But a gathering in the house of all the new initiated disciples.
But you said in the beginning, what session? Sex session?
There was a check session. They check you to see how you're doing. What do you think about it?
Sex session.
I got confused.
Un tātad visiem tiem, kas bija jaunieši, ja saņēmuši iniciāciju, bija tāds sesija, kurā nu, tad izšķekoja, kā tad pārbaudīja, kā tad viņiem ir veicies.
So everybody's sitting around, oh, wow, this is so great.
Un visi tur sanāk, un tad tur saka, wow, tas ir tik.
Wow, I'm getting so high when I do the TM.
Un TM ir transcendental meditation, ja?
Yeah? Intentional meditation.
Un tas ir tik varen, kad es daru šo transcendentālo meditāciju.
It's fantastic. Wow, it's really great.
Fantastiski, tas tiešām ir varen.
Now I was sitting there like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I was sitting like Charlie Chaplin, you know, in the old Charlie Chaplin movies, Charlie Chaplin, like... I was feeling like Charlie Chaplin, yeah. What's wrong with me? Everybody else can do it, but I can't do it. I guess I can never become self-realized. There's something wrong with me. So in this way, I didn't get off to a very good start with TM, you see.
Tā arī nesanās labs sākums ar šo TM transcendentālo meditāciju.
They took me in for a special help session. The senior teacher took me in for a special help session.
Un viņi man aizved uz tādu īpašu palīdzības sesiju, kur kāds jau pieredzējušākais biedrs.
To help me get into the mantra, but it didn't work. Nothing worked.
Palīdzēt man ar šo mantras skandēšanu, bet nekas tas nepalīdzēja.
So I can tell you, my life became pretty bleak.
Un es viņam teicu, ka mana dzīve ir kļuvusi tāda, nu, galīgi šķidri, jā.
I bought one book called The Book.
Un es nopirku tādu grāmatu, kas saucās grāmata.
On the taboo against knowing who you are. On the taboo against knowing who you are.
Par tabu pret, lai zināt, kas tu esi.
This book told me, you are God.
Jā, un šī grāmata teica, tu esi Dievs.
No, but right now you're playing hide and go seek with yourself.
Bet pagaidām tu spēlē paslēpes pats ar sevi.
All you have to do is come out of hiding and be God again.
Un viss, kas tev ir jādara, ir beidz slēpties un atkal kļūst par Dievu.
So I tried it for a few days and it seemed pretty good.
Un es pamēģināju dažas dienas un uzdienām, tas ir Dievs, tīri tam, kas.
Until I noticed that things were not going the way I wanted them to go.
Līdz es sapratu, ka lietas nerit tā, kā es vēlējos.
So, no one told me who I am, why I exist. My life is becoming more and more hopeless, more and more miserable.
Un neviens tā arī man neteica, kas es esmu un kas man ir nepieciešams. Man dzīve kļuva ar vienu nožēlojamāk.
Some friends invited me to move to Denver. I thought, well, let me try moving to Denver, Colorado. Maybe I'll get something better there.
Draugu uzaicināja man pārcelties uz Denveru, un es nodomāju, nu labi, pārcelšos uz Colorado, Denver, Colorado, varbūt tur kaut kas labāks būs.
So this was the fall of 1968.
Un tas bija jau 68. Gada rudens.
I had tried so many ways to meditate, to become enlightened, nothing worked.
Es izmēģināju tik daudz veidus meditēt, un lai kļūtu apskaidros, bet nekas.
But then one night, my friend Patrick, he came over and he started chanting Hare Krishna in my apartment.
Nekas nedarbojās, un tad kādu vakaru mans draugs Patriks atnāca pie manis, un viņš sāk skandēt Hare Krishna mantra.
He talked about the great power of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Un viņš man pastāstīja par varenu spēku, kas ir Hare Krishna mantra.
So I decided to try that Hare Krishna chanting.
Un es nolēmu, labi, pamēģināšu šo Hare Krishna atkārtošanu.
And just around the same time, I found a Bhagavad Gita in the library.
Un apmēram to pašu laiku es atradu bibliotēkā Bhagavad Gita.
It wasn't Prabhupāda Gita, but at least there was no purports.
Tā nebija Prabhupāda Bhagavad Gita viņa komentāriem un tulkojumu, bet vismaz telegrama Bhagavad Gita nebija šie te skaidrojumi.
And there was one verse that I really clicked with me.
Un tur bija viens pants, ar ko es saslēdzos.
This verse was translated correctly.
Un šis pants tik bija iztulkots pareizi.
Krishna says, if you will offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water with love and devotion, I will accept it.
Krishna saka, ja tu man piedāvāsi lapu, ziedu, augli vai ūdeni, pilnībā uzticot sevi That man, tad es to pieņemšu.
That was so amazing.
Un tas bija tik abrīd.
God is real.
Dievs ir,
God is a person.
Īs, Dievs ir personība.
God is a person with whom I can have loving exchange.
Dievs ir personība, ar kuru man var būt mīlas pīdības.
I can do that. I can get some fruit.
Es varu iedot augus.
I can get some vegetables.
Es varu iegūt, es varu saņemt.
I can get some flowers.
Es varu dabūt ziedus, augus, dārzus.
I can bring some water.
Es varu atnest ūdeni.
And I can offer them to Krishna.
Un es varu piedāvāt tos Krishna.
So I found this beautiful poster of Krishna in the one gift store.
Un kādā sūdnieku veikalā es atradu brīnišķīgu Krishna plakātu.
And now I found a real meaning and purpose of existence.
Tagad es biju atradis jēgu savai eksistencē.
But I wasn't purified yet by having the bona fide spiritual master.
Bet es vēl nebiju pietiekoši attīrījies, jo man nebija paties garīgā skolotāja.
I wasn't quite ready to surrender yet because I didn't know what surrender meant.
Un es nebiju gatavs vēl sev uzticēt skolotājiem, jo es nezināju, ko nozīmē sev uzticēt.
I had been taught that I was Krishna.
Man stāstīja, ka es esmu Krishna.
So how do you surrender to yourself? It doesn't make any sense.
Un kā gan tu vari uzticēt sevi pats sev, kā bezjēdzīgi?
But one thing I could understand.
Bet vienu lietu es varēju saprast.
I can't stand this Western civilization.
Es nevaru izturēt šo rietumu civilizāciju.
I'm getting out of here.
Es dodos prom no tās.
I'm going to India.
Es dodos uz Indiju.
I'm just going to become a mendicant in India, holy beggar in India for the rest of my life. That was my decision.
Esmu gatavs kļūt par svēto ubagu Indijā un dzīvot tādā veidā.
So I packed up all my belongings and shipped them to my parents' house.
Es sapakoju visus savus mantas, kas man bija, un aizsūtīju tās uz vecāku māju.
Down in Houston, Texas.
Uz Houston, Texasā.
And then I went down to Houston and to have my last visit to my parents.
Un tad es pats devos uz turieni un pēdējo reizi apmeklēt savus vecākus.
I had been following the neti-neti philosophy. You have to cut off all attachments. It's all false. Neti, 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 neti.
Uz to laiku es sekoju neti-neti noliekumu filozofiju, ka tev ir jāpāroj visas saiknes arī
poru. So one night there, as I was getting ready to go to India, I had an amazing realization.
Bet vienu vakaru, pirms es devos uz Indiju, man bija brīnišķīga atklāsme.
I was so amazed, I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Es biju tik pārsteigts, ka es uzrakstīju to uz papīra.
This is what I wrote down on that piece of paper.
Lūk, ko es uzrakstīju šī papīra.
I denied and I denied until I could deny no longer.
Es noliedzu, noliedzu un noliedzu, līdz es vairs nevaru noliekt.
And then I had to start accepting.
Un tad man ir jāsāk pieņemt.
So I had been denying all the material varieties as being false.
Es biju noliedzis visu materiālo dažādību kā neīstu.
But I reached a point now where there was nothing left to deny except for one thing.
Un bet tad es sasniedzu to punktu, ka vairs nav ko noliegt izņemot vienu lietu.
And that one thing was denial itself had not to be denied.
Un tas tā viena lieta bija tas pats noliecējs. Man būtu jānoliec pats noliecējs.
So if you deny denial, then what is there left to do?
Bet ja tu noliec pašu noliecēju, tad kas tad paliek pāri?
You have to accept something.
Kaut kas tad tev ir jāpieņem.
So what will I accept?
Ko lai es pieņem?
I had made the decision to completely renounce the world for self-realization.
Es biju pieņēmis lēmumu pilnīgi atteikties no pasaules, lai tik varētu apzināties sevi.
But now, instead of going to India, a voice inside said, go to San Francisco.
Bet tagad, kaut kā tā vietā, lai dotu uz Indiju, iekšējā balss teica, doties uz San Francisco.
I understood, instead of renouncing the world,
es sapratu, ka tā vietā, lai noliekt pasauli.
Now I was given a duty to save the world.
Man ir iedots pienākums glābt pasauli.
And I felt there were some people in San Francisco that I was supposed to be with them in this mission of saving the world.
Un es sajūtu, ka San Francisco ir jābūt kādiem cilvēkiem, ar kuriem kopā man šī misija ir jāveic.
So I stuck out my I took my guitar and my suitcase and I stuck out my thumb hitchhiking.
Tā es paņēmu savu muguras somu un ģitāru un devos balsot mašīnas.
So the first when I finally got down to the expressway, the first ride I got was from Christians.
Un pirmais brauciens man bija ar kristiešiem.
They wanted to take me to a Christian camp to indoctrinate me with Christianity.
Un viņi vēlējās man aizvest uz kristiešu nometni un izglītot kristietībā.
They weren't going to listen to me. I could see they were trying to kidnap me, actually.
Principā viņi gribēja mani nolaupīt. Viņi negribēja mani klausīties.
So we were going 60 miles an hour down the freeway.
Un tā mēs ar ātrumu 62 stundā, 100 km stundā.
And I just opened the door like I was going to jump out of the car.
Un es atvēru durvis tā, kā es vēlētos izlikt no mašīnas ārā.
And they finally realized that they couldn't really kidnap me. And they stopped the car and let me out. But then after that, I made it. I got many rides for many days, and I finally made it 3,000 miles all the way to California, to San Francisco. I went way up this big hill. With the way up to the top of the human, the big hills in San Francisco, went way up to the top of this hill in a neighborhood called Haight-Ashbury. Where all the hippies live.
Kur hippie dzīvo.
And there was a famous park there called Golden Gate Park.
Un tur ir ļoti slavens parks, kas saucās Golden Gate Park.
And I walked into that park.
Un es iegāju tajā parkā.
And guess what I saw and I heard.
Un uzminiet, ko es redzēju un dzirdēju.
Hare Krishna, the Hare Nam party. About 60 devotees on Hare Nam, their dhotis and their saris. So they invited me to come to the temple. Anyway, such a long story, but I don't know if I can go further, there's too many details. But in this way, I got my contact with the devotees. I had a sincere desire to be part of a spiritual mission. But Lord Chaitanya has warned Mayavadi Bhasha Shuni Lehoi Sarvanash that if you hear this Mayavadi philosophy, your spiritual life is ruined.
Bet kungs Čaitanja bija brīdinājis, ka tu dzirdi Mayavadi filozofiju, tad tava garīgā dzīve sagrūs.
So I had been badly ruined by so many books on Mayavadi philosophy.
Un es biju patiesībā jau ļoti sagrauts, man izpratni par lietu bija sagrauta, pateicoties daudzām Mayavadi grāmatām.
I believed in the chanting, because I had been doing it on my own also.
Un arī mana svētā vārda atkārtošana ietekmēta, jo es to biju darījis pats saviem spēkiem.
But the idea of surrendering didn't make sense because I still thought that I was Krishna.
Un tā ideja sevi uzticēt Dievam, viņai bija diezgan bezjēdzīga, jo es pats uzskatīju sevi par Dievu.
So the second half of the story I can tell some other time.
Un otro šī stāsta daļa kādreiz citreiz izstāsta.
That's the first half.
Tā bija pirmā daļa.
Maybe some other time I can tell the second half.
Kādreiz citreiz pastāstīšu otru daļu.
In this way, gradually, Krishna brought me to this Krishna consciousness movement.
Un tā pakāpeniski Krishna man ievedi šajā Krishna sapziņas kustībā.
Where I could understand that I have nothing to do with this material body.
Kur es sapratu, ka man nav nekādas saites šo materiālo ķermeni.
That I'm an eternal spiritual being.
Ka es esmu mūžīga, garīga būtne.
Qualitatively one with God.
Kas pēc savām īpašībām ir vienādas Dievam.
And that I have no other purpose other than serving that Supreme Godhead.
Un ka man nav cita uzdevuma šajā dzīvē kā kalpo, vispār cita uzdevuma kā vien kalpo Dievam.
This is completely logical.
Un tas ir pilnīgi loģiski.
This like take the human body for example.
Piemēram, piemēram, cilvēku ķermeni kā piemēram.
Each part of a human body is meant to serve the complete whole human of the human body.
Katra ķermeņa daļa ir radīta tam, lai kalpotu visam ķermenim kopumā.
Just like your hand for example.
Piemēram, jūsu roka.
What is the proper utility or utilization of the hand?
Kāds ir pareizs rokas pielietojums?
The hand is meant to feed the body.
Roka ir domāta tam, lai tā barotu.
And do some of the other things too. It's meant to serve the whole body.
Bet viņi var darīt vēl dažas citas lietas, bet kopumā domāt, lai kalpotu ķermenim.
Now, if the hand does not perform that function properly, if it's broken,
ja roka nevar šo funkciju veikt pareizi, piemēram, ja tā ir salausta,
then you go to a doctor to have that hand repaired.
Tad jūs dodaties pie doktora, lai viņš to roku sārstē.
So the part is meant to serve the whole.
Tātad daļa ir domāta, lai kalpot veselumam.
So by simple analysis, any person can understand that I'm a part of a whole which is much greater than myself.
Un katrs cilvēks var ļoti vienkārši, ar vienkāršu analīzi saprast, ka es esmu daļa no kopuma.
Therefore, my duty as a part of a whole is to serve the complete whole.
Tāpēc manis kā daļas uzdevums ir kalpot visam kopumam.
If that hand is serving the whole body, then it's a good, healthy hand.
Ja šī roka kalpo visam ķermenim, tad tā ir veselīga roka.
If it's not serving the whole body, then there is disease.
Bet ja tā nekalpo visam ķermenim, tad tā kļūst slima.
So if I, the part of a complete whole, am serving that complete whole, then I'm in a healthy, natural, harmonious condition of existence.
Un ja es, kā visa kopuma daļa, kopumam kalpoju, tad es esmu harmoniskā, veselīgā stāvoklī.
And conversely, if I'm not serving that complete whole,
otras puses, ja es nekalpoju šim te veselumam,
I am in a diseased condition.
Es esmu slimīgā stāvoklī.
In need of repair.
Un man ir nepieciešama ārstēšana.
So, who is the repairman?
Un kas tad ir tas, kas ārstē?
That is the bona fide spiritual master.
Un tas ir paties garīgais skolotājs.
So, it's a very simple thing.
Ļoti vienkārša lieta.
You are part of the complete whole.
Jūs esat daļa no veseluma.
When you're in a healthy, harmonious condition, you are serving the complete whole.
Ja jūs esat veselīgā stāvoklī, tad jūs kalpojat šim veselumam.
If you're not serving the complete whole, you're in an unharmonious, unhealthy state.
Un savukārt, jūs nekalpojat veselumam, tad jūs esat neharmoniskā, neveselīgā stāvoklī.
And just like a manufacturing company, just like Sony Corporation, for example.
Pieņemsim tāpat kādā kompānija, pieņemsim Sony korporācija.
They have authorized Sony repairmen.
Ir autorizētas Sony darbnīcas.
So that supreme personality of Godhead, the source of all existence.
Un šī augstākā personība, kas ir visa avots.
He has his authorized repairmen, the spiritual masters.
Viņam ir autorizētie šie te labotāji, tie, kas labotāji.
So if you find that you're not in a state of perfect harmony, then all you have to do is go to an authorized repair person. Say, I'm broken, I'm out of order, I need repair.
Un jāsaka tā, es esmu salausts, es nedarbojos pareizi, un man ir nepieciešama labošana.
So when I finally did that, when I finally realized that I was a mess.
Un tad, kad es galu galā sapratu, ka man ir milzīgas
problēmas. I realized I was a hopeless mess.
Ka es esmu pilnīgi bezcerīgs lūzis.
And I took shelter of Srila Prabhupada.
Un kad es pieņēmu patvērumu pie Srilas Prabhupādas.
That he could repair me, you see.
Lai viņš mani savāt kārtībā.
Prabhupada has done an excellent repair job. I was so broken. He's been working on me now for 40 years.
Un es biju tik ļoti salaustā stāvoklī, ka viņš ir strādājis 40 gadus ar mani.
Can you imagine if you had a camera and you took it into the repair store and they had to work on it for 40 years, how messed up your camera would have been?
Iedomājieties, ja jūs nododat savu kameru pa servisā un ar šo kameru, fotoaparātu tur labo 40 gadus, tad iedomājieties, cik sarežģīta ir bijusi tā problēma.
So you think you're in bad shape.
Jūs domājat, ka jums ir problēmas.
I've been in the repair shop for 40 years and Prabhupada's still working on me.
Es esmu šajā labotāvā jau 40 gadus un Prabhupada joprojām man labo.
So, he would like to be repaired.
Un ja jūs vēlties tāpēc savest kārtībā.
This is an authorized repair shop here.
Tad šeit ir tā autorizētā darbnīca.
And I'm an authorized repairman.
Un es esmu autorizēts šīs.
Even though I'm still being repaired, I'm an authorized repairman.
Lai gan man paši joprojām vēl labo, bet es esmu autorizēts.
You may say, well, how you can be a repairman when you're still being repaired?
Kāds var teikt, kā tad tas tā ir? Jūs joprojām tiekat labots, bet jūs jau esat autorizēts šis te mehāniķis.
That is by the inconceivable mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Un tas ir tikai dēļ neatvaramās Srila Prabhupada žēlas.
Just like someone may give you a cashier's check for 1 million euros.
Kā piemēram, kāds jums iedod čeku uz 1 miljonu eiro.
Would you ask him how much money he has in his own personal bank account, or would you just take the 1 million euros? If someone, if a DHL man comes to give you a cashier's check for 1 million euros, will you ask him how much money he has in his own account?
Tad, ja piemēram, jums atnes, ja jums kurjeris atnes čeku, uz kur rakstīts, ka tagad tad čeka vērtība 1 miljons eiro, vai jūs jautāsiet šim kurjeram, cik viņam pašam daudz ir naudas?
My dear DHL man,
dārgais kurjer,
unless you are personally a millionaire, I refuse to take that million euro check from you.
Ja vien tu pats neesi miljonārs, es atsakos no tevis pieņemt šo te čeku uz miljonu.
Would you say that, or you just take the check?
Vai jūs tā teikt, vai arī jūs paņemt miljonu? Čeku par miljonu.
Just take the check.
Protams, ka es paņemtu čeku.
As long as it doesn't bounce, I'm in good shape.
Ja vien tas nav viltots, visi kārtībā.
The cashier's checks don't bounce. Cashier's check is a bank check.
Bankas
not a personal check.
Bet bankas check, tad, ja tas ir vēl pasveidrots, ir bankas check, speciāls check, vienmēr.
So, I can give you the cashier's check for unlimited euros.
Un es jums varu iedot šādu autorizētu bankas čeku uz bezgalīgu eiro daudzumu.
Srila Prabhupada has empowered me to do that.
Un Srila Prabhupada man ir uzticējis, devis tiesības to darīt.
Would you like it? Who would like to have a check for unlimited mercy from God? That's very good. So all you have to do, if you want to get that unlimited mercy from the Guru Parampara, all you have to do is hear submissively.
Viss, kas jums ir nepieciešams, jūs vēlējus, lai jūs saņemt šo bezgalīgo žēlistību no Guru.
Inquire submissively.
Jums ir jāklausās pazemīgi un ar vēlmi sekot.
Whatever instructions you have given them, carefully, sincerely follow them out.
Un jāuzdod jautājumi ar vēlmi sekot atbildēm. Un visi norādījumi, kas jums tiek dot, tiem jāseko.
And always be in a mood of loving service to the spiritual master.
Un vienmēr esiet mīlestības pilnā kalpošanā attiecībā pret savu skolotāju.
In this way, you will become repaired.
Un tādā veidā jūs apsiet salaboti.
That broken consciousness.
Šī salaustā apziņa.
Will become reconnected with God.
Tiks no jauna sasaistīt atpakaļ ar Dievu.
Now we are stuck in this cycle of birth and death.
Mēs esam iestrigoši šajā te dzimšanas un nāves ciklā.
But we are all the eternal servants of God.
Mēs visi esam mūžīgi Dieva kalpi.
That is our actual identity.
Tā ir mūsu patiesā būtība identitāte.
That we have forgotten due to misidentification with this material nature.
Par ko mēs esam aizmirsuši, tā iemesla dēļ, ka mēs identificējam sevi ar šo materiālo pasauli.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi?
What was the real shift when you understand that you are not the God?
What convinced me that I was not God?
Kas notiek, kā jūs sapratāt, ka jūs neesat Dievs?
Well, it was pretty hard for a while because I, people were really grooving on my music. I had a lot of people who loved my music, thought I was really a good musician. So it was really hard for a while. People were saying I was another Bob Dylan, and you know. It was really, really hard. You know, my false ego got inflated like anything, you know. But really helped me was when people started hating my music. People walk on the street and they say how much they hated my music, you know. That was a blessing. And people started telling me how much they hated my music. My little false, my pride, it was Maya's kicks, you see. Maya is very kind. She will kick you like anything until you're bleeding all over. That's what happened to me. I mean, Maya kicked me so badly. She kicked the living crud out of me. I mean, it was pretty heavy, you know. So all I could do was, I could just pray to God. That's all I had left. You see? It became such a nightmare. Nobody liked my music. My whole idea of becoming a, you know, the next Bob Dylan, the whole thing was smashed, you know. I just started reading the Bible. Because I knew Jesus was a self-realized soul. And I knew I wanted to achieve that same state of consciousness as Lord Jesus had attained. So I was trying to figure out what was it that made Jesus Christ the self-realized soul that he was. So actually it was the Bible that turned me. The kicks of Maya and the Bible, though, between those two, I came back to the idea of becoming God's servant. I was searching the New Testament to find out what made Jesus Christ such a great realized soul. And one day I found it. Wow! I found it. Jesus says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. It was such an exciting day. I finally understood the secret of spiritual perfection. All you have to do is do what God wants, not what you want. But I had a problem. I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I was waiting for a voice from the sky. This is your mission. But there was no voice. What to do? I was bewildered. But I got one idea. One little girl, actually, she made one comment. I was playing my music at a vegetarian co-op. It's a vegetarian grocery store. And nobody was listening to me except for this one little girl. And I was kind of depressed, you know. Nobody's listening, just one little girl's listening to my music. She could see I was depressed. It was just this very bright little girl. She could see I was feeling a little morose, you know. She said very profound words.
Viņa pateica ļoti dziļus vārdus.
She said, "Don't worry, God can hear you." What enlightened words that little girl said, you know. Don't worry, God can hear you. So that was the answer. I wanted God to reveal to me what my mission was, and I was feeling very discouraged because he wasn't saying, but she told me God could hear me.
Es vēlējos uzzināt, kāda ir mana misija, bet es nevarēju to iegūt nekādīgi no Dieva, un tas man kaut kā, manu entuziasmu noslāpēja, bet viņi teica, Dievs ir dzird.
So instead of waiting for God to give his message, I just started begging him every day.
Un tā vietā, lai es arī uzgaidītu, ka Dievs
very intensely praying.
Man sniegs savu vēstījumu, es sāku lūgt viņu katru dienu, ļoti intensīvi.
Dear God, please tell me how to become your perfect servant.
Dārgais Dievs, lūdzu pasaki, kā man kļūt par tavu pilnīgu kalpu.
Those prayers were heard by the Lord. Those prayers of mine were heard by the Lord.
Un šīs manas lūkšanas Dievs izdzirdēja.
That same Lord who was in my heart.
Tas pats kungs, kas ir manā sirdī.
Was in the heart of Vishnujana Swami 175 miles away.
Bija Vishnujana Swami sirdī un 170 jūžu attālumā.
And he was inspired by that Lord in the heart to come to Austin.
Un Dievs viņu iedvesmoja doties uz Austin.
To answer my prayer.
Lai, un tādā veidā tika manas lūkšanas tika atbildētas.
So, from Vishnujana Swami, I learned what God wanted me to do to become his servant.
Es uzzināju, ko Dievs vēlas, kas man ir jādara, lai kļūtu par viņa kalpu.
So is by the kindness of this wonderful Vaishnava, Vishnujana Swami Maharaj ki jai, that I came to this movement by his loving kindness.
Un pateicoties viņas mīlestības pilnajai laipnībai, es nonācu šajā kustībā.
He was so tolerant of my offenses.
Viņš bija ļoti iecietīgs pret mani.
I was so puffed up.
Es biju tik ļoti uzpūties.
He would chastise us for being rascals. But I was so proud. I would say, you were a rascal also. I would tell him he was a rascal.
Viņš teica, ka mēs esam nejāks, bet es viņam atpakaļ teicu, ka viņš pats ir nejāks.
Most brahmachari commanders, they'd kick him. Who's this guy? Kick him out of the temple. But he tolerated my offenses. And I told him he was a rascal. But he didn't kick me out of the temple. I mean, I was very puffed up, you know. But he was so tolerant. He was so kind. Because he knew the prasadam and the kirtan would gradually change my demoniac consciousness.
Viņš zināja, ka prašādam un kirtans pamazām izmainīs manu demonisko apziņu.
And he was right.
Un viņa bija taisnība.
I was a very stubborn, uncooperative bhakta in the temple.
Es biju ļoti spītīgs bhakta, kurš nesadarbojās ar pārējiem.
But he wrote Prabhupada a letter.
Bet viņš uzrakstīja Prabhupādam vēstuli.
He said, Prabhupada, I recommend this boy Steve for initiation because he's serving very nicely in the temple.
Es rekomendēju šo boy Steve iniciācijai, tāpēc viņš ļoti jauki kalpo templī.
I was thinking, my God, how kind of a person. I'm not doing any nice service at all. I'm just like a thorn in the side of the temple, you know. I'm just a troublemaker in the temple, you see.
Es domāju, ar Dievs, cik viņš ir laipnis, es, kurš esam portīti, tā kā tāds...
I couldn't believe, he said, this boy Steve is serving very nicely, Prabhupada.
Kurš tikai te rada problēmu, bet viņš uzraksta par mani, ka es ļoti jau kalpoju.
So when Prabhupada heard that, he says, yes, I will accept him, and his name is Sankarshan Das.
Prabhupada uzraksta, jā, es pieņem viņu vārstu, es sapņu Sankarshan Das.
So I'm eternally indebted to Vishnujana Swami.
It
had been for his kindness, I don't think Prabhupada would have ever accepted me. Vishnujana Swami Maharaja ki jai. So any other question?
Did you come that you should serve the God?
Jautājums ir par to, kā jūs sapratāt, ka visu, ka tas kopums, kam ir jākalpo, ka tas ir Dievs, jo varētu tikpat labi kāds uzskatīt, ka tā ir sabiedrība. Kā jūs to sapratāt? Some people believe that, let's say, that the whole is, for instance, society. How did you realize that the whole is God to serve to?
Yeah, the society is only a little tiny part of the complete whole.
Sabiedrība ir tikai maza daļiņa no visa kopuma.
To say the society, the human society, is the whole thing is a very, very limited perspective.
Teikt, ka sabiedrība ir, ka kopums ir ļoti tāds ierobežots skatījums.
Human society is on this little tiny earth planet.
Cilvēku sabiedrība šīs mazās planētas.
It's a huge universe.
Tik milzīgs visums, ja.
How the human society could be seen as the whole.
Kā cilvēku sabiedrība var būt redzams kā kaut kas.
There's a much bigger whole of which the human society is on a little teeny little part.
Ir acīm redzam, ka ir daudz lielāks kopums.
So she's asking how I realized that.
Jautā, kā es to sapratu.
That realization that I'm part of the complete whole.
Tā izpratne, ka es esmu daļa no kopuma.
Actually, that realization came by the mercy of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Šī žēlstība, šī izpratne nāca pateicoties man garīgā skolotāja žēlstībai.
I wasn't able to see that until I got Prabhupada's mercy.
Un es nebiju spējīgs to saprast, kamēr es nesaņēmu Prabhupada žēlstību.
But now it's very clear to me.
Bet šobrīd tas ir ļoti skaidri man.
That we're a part of a whole which is much greater than us. You see, before that, I thought I was the complete whole.
Saprotiet, pirms tam es domāju, ka es esmu tas.
I am everything, everything is me.
Un ka es esmu viss un viss esmu es.
But that is not, but Prabhupada showed me that's how ridiculous that philosophy is.
Prabhupada parādīja, cik muļķīgi šāda filozofija ir.
If I'm everything, then I should know about everything about everything, but I don't.
Ja es esmu viss, tad man vajadzētu zināt visu par visu, bet es to nezinu.
If I am you, then how come I don't even know your name?
Ja es esmu jūs, tad kā sanāk, es pat nezinu jūsu vārdu.
I don't know your name.
Es nezinu jūsu vārdu.
If I was the complete whole, I would know your name.
Ja es būtu viss kopums, tad es zinātu jūsu
vārdu. I would know your address, your phone number, your email address, everything about you, because you are me.
Es zinātu visu jūsu telefonu, jūsu e-pasta adresi, bija telefonu numuru, visu.
If I was the complete whole, I would know everything about your whole life, every detail.
Ja es būtu kopums, tad es zinātu visu par jūsu.
And you and everybody else in the whole world, I would know everything.
Un par jebkuru šeit esošo, par visu pasauli.
So it's obvious that I'm not the complete whole.
Un ir acīm redzam, ka es neesmu pilnīgs.
So to think that I am the complete whole, that's insanity, actually.
Domāt, ka es esmu pilnīgi un viss.
According to Mayavadi philosophy, I am everything and everything is me. That's Mayavadi philosophy.
Tas viņā Mayavadi filozofija. Es esmu visu un viss esmu es.
And I went to many gurus who taught that philosophy.
Un esmu saticis daudz guru, kas man mācīja šādu.
One Swami, he said, I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Viens Swami teica, es esmu Dievs, tu esi Dievs, mēs katrs esam Dievs.
Another guru said, we're all avatars here.
Cits guru teica, mēs visi esam šeit avatāri.
One man in the Delhi airport, when I first went to India, he said, we are all Krishna here.
So this
Mayavadi philosophy, the living entity is the supreme being, is ridiculous philosophy. It wasn't till I came to Prabhupada that I've actually understood, because before that I was bewildered by this Mayavadi conception that I'm the complete whole.
Pirms tam, pirms es satiku Prabhupādu, es biju pilnīgi apmulsināts ar šo te Mayavadi filozofiju, bet satiku Prabhupādu.
It's very attractive philosophy.
Bet tā Mayavadi filozofija ļoti pievilcīga.
Guess what?
Padomā.
You are God.
Iedomājieties. Jūs esat Dievs.
You go, wow, I am? Well, I like that. It sounds pretty good.
Protams, skan labi.
But if I'm God, why do I have to work a job?
Bet ja es esmu Dievs, kāpēc man jāstrādā?
Why do I have to worry about paying my bills?
Kāpēc man jāuztraucās par maksā par rēķinu?
Why am I getting gray hairs? Why am I going deaf?
Kāpēc man ir mati nosīmo? Kāpēc es kļūstu kurls?
God is an eternal youth.
Dievs ir mūžam jauns.
He didn't have to worry about the paying his income tax or anything like that.
Viņam nav jāuztraucas par nodokļu.
Speeding tickets or anything like that.
Par ātrumu pārsniegšanu.
So yeah, it was all the mercy of Prabhupada. Only by the grace of my spiritual master I can realize that I'm part of the complete whole. Before that I thought I was the complete whole.
Pateicoties kotai žēlstībai, es apzinājos, sapratu, ka es esmu daļa no.
Before that I would think that you were part of me.
Pirms tam es domāju, ka es esmu.
Everybody is part of me, I am it.
Ka es esmu visu un ka katrs ir daļa no manis.
Insane philosophy.
Tas ir pilnīgi traka filozofija.
Yeah, any other questions?
Tiek būvēts milzīgs templis, bet cik bieži jūs interesēties par to, kā tas notiek un vai tas jūs iepriecina, ka tas notiek un ka šāds vislielākais templis kļūst par realitāti? In Mayapur, the biggest temple is being constructed right now. And how often do you get information about how things are going on there? And is it enlivening for you to know that the biggest that Prabhupada's desire is gradually getting ready?
I get regular updates, and I'm super enlivened.
Jā, es regulāri saņemu vēstis par to, kā tur tas notiek, un man tas ļoti iedvesmo.
I remember when the Prabhupada first told us he wanted that big temple when I was a young brahmachari. It was revealed by Prabhupada. He wanted it. I'm so happy if I can see it in my lifetime.
Es atceros, kā tas notika, ka Prabhupada, es jau biju jauns brahmachari, ka Prabhupada izstāstīja, atklāja šo savu vēlmi, un es esmu tik priecīgs, ka es to vēl savā dzīvē spējuši ieraudzīt.
I have one godbrother who sends me regular updates, photographs and everything.
Viens no maniem garīgiem brāļiem regulāri man sūta fotogrāfijas un jaunākās vēstis par to, kā šis templis tiek būvēts.
Any other questions?
Kāpēc patrieb, tom smisli, человек...
Вообще все, ему надо видеть, работать, кушать, смотреть, там,
то есть, почему
задуматься о потребности человека,
почему
он живет, потребляя, как бы, не накапливая, а потребляет, и как бы, и все уходит. Ну, как воды стакан выпил, и вышла она. В этом смысле.
Почему? И почему такой, и вторая часть была...
Не, откуда берутся эти потребности в человеке? Откуда эти потребности берутся? И есть ли баланс этих потребностей в самом вообще? Существует ли какое-то вот оптимальное решение?
То есть потребности, вы подразумеваете, желание этих, да?
Да, вот этого всего. Ну, там...
Ясно. Ялтаем, сэр, капец человек, сэр, так люди, вэлью, pilns, viņš ir nepiesātināms un vai vispār ir kaut eksistē kāds vēlmju balans.
The question is about unlimited desires we have. Why do we have unlimited desires and are there any balance regarding these desires?
Yeah. Desire you must have.
Jums ir vajadzīgas vēlmes.
The Buddhistic desire to get rid of desires is also a desire.
Buddhistu vēlme tikt atbrīvoties no vēlmēm arī ir vēlme.
So even they who espouse the philosophy of no desire, they also have desire.
Un pat viņi, Buddhisti, kas pauž filozofiju, kurā nav vēlmju, pat viņiem ir vēlme.
So desire cannot be stopped.
Tas nozīmē, ka vēlmi nevar apstādināt.
Simply you must purify your desires.
Vienkārši jums ir jātīra savas vēlmes.
Instead of desiring to serve your senses,
tā vietā, lai kalpotu savām maņām, savām
if you will desire to serve the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
jums ir jābūt vēlmei kalpot Dieva maņām.
Then you will derive unlimited satisfaction.
Un no tā jūs būsiet bezgalīgu apmierinājumu.
So we never say to stop desire.
Mēs nekad nesakām, ka ir jāapstādina vēlmes.
Take your desires to satisfy your senses and transfer that to Krishna's senses.
Paņemiet savas vēlmes, kas ir vērstas, lai apmierinātu sevi, un pavērsiet tās, lai apmierinātu Krishna.
Krishna is called Govinda, the one who gives pleasure to the senses.
Krishna, viens no Krishna's vārdiem ir Govinda, tas, kurš dod maņām prieku.
So your senses will not lose out.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūsu maņas neko nezaudēs.
If you will serve the senses of Krishna, your senses will get also satisfied.
Jo, ja jūs kalposiet, lai apmierinātu Krishna's maņas, tad arī jūsu maņas taps apmierinātas.
And you will become static, you will become delivered from this material existence.
Un jūs tapsiet atbrīvots no šīs materiālās eksistences.
Then we can shut the door. They're talking out there. They've just shut the door. They want to talk, they can shut the door. Shut the door. Any other questions? Yeah.
Kāds ir vīriešu galvenais uzdevums ģimenes dzīvē?
What is a vīriešu vai vīra?
Vīra.
Kas ir vīra galvenais uzdevums ģimenes dzīvē? What is the main purpose of husband in family life?
Husband is meant to see that the family goes back to Godhead.
Vīra pienākums ir rūpēties par to, lai ģimene atgriežas atpakaļ pie Dieva.
He is meant to bring income for the family, to maintain them.
Viņa pienākums ir pelnīt un uzturēt ģimeni.
In Vedic culture, the wife does not work, not stand outside to work in an atmosphere, material atmosphere. The husband does the austerity of bringing the, of earning the livelihood for the family, and the wife takes care of in the family, in the home. That's the Vedic system.
Vediskajā sistēmā sieviete nekad nebija pakļauta tādām askezēm, lai uzturētu ģimeni. Sieviete, tas bija vīriešu pienākums. Sieviete rūpējās par atmosfēru mājās.
Now they send the women out to work.
Tagad ģimenes sūta.
And they become sexually exploited.
Viņas kļūst arī seksuāli eksploatētas.
They spend more time with other men than they do with their own husband.
Viņas tērē vairāk laika ar citiem vīriešiem nekā ar savu vīru.
So that is not the Vedic system.
Tā nav vēdiska.
Vedic system, they are protected in the home, and the husband does the austerity of earning the income for the family.
Vediskajā sistēmā sievietes ir aizsargātas mājā, bet vīrietis izstiet šīs askēzes un nodrošina iztiku nevis nepieciešamo ģimenē.
Questions more?
Vēl jautājumi?
Latvijas, vai teiks, ko teiks, viņam ir grūti dzirdēt, man vienalga būs jātulkot. Jā.
Skolēs teica, ka tajā brīdī, kad viņš satika savu skolotāju, viņš stāv izprišanu filozofiju, viņš saprata to, ka Krišna ir viņa dievs. Un es vēlējos noskaidrot to, kas šiem saviem cilvēkiem laika izprast to, ka Krišna ir arī viņa dievs. Kas ir jādara? Vai ir jāskaita mantu? Vai tur ir jāsteigt savu skolotāju skaitu? Vai ir jāskaita? Kā tikt pie šīs tas sajūtas? Kā izprast šo visu? Jo. Līdz galam, vai tu neesi tā, ka tas lai esam apjūtas kaut kādā brīdī?
You said that you realized this philosophy only when you met your spiritual master. And then you realized that Krishna is your God. And how to realize, what is the way for all those people who are here, what is the way that they realize that Krishna is their God? how to avoid this feeling of bewilderment and how to understand this philosophy fully?
Yes, very nice question. I realized that I was a servant of God before I met Prabhupada. I also knew that Krishna was God. That I knew before I met
Prabhupada.
But how to actually practically engage in Krishna's service, that I had no idea.
Bet kā sevi iesaistīt kalpošanā Krišnam, par to man nebija nekādas nojausmas.
So, how everyone here would realize what is Krishna's identity?
Un kā šeit cilvēki var saprast to, kas ir Krišnas identitāte?
One easy way is this.
Viens vieglas ceļš ir sekojošs.
I say that Krishna is God.
Es saku, Krišna ir Dievs.
Take it.
Pieņemiet to.
Business finished. Do you take it, Krishna is God? Very, yes, very simple. Any other questions? Yeah.
Es pamanīju šo te vārdu, jūsu Dievs, viņa Dievs. Gribu jautāt skolotājiem par šo aspektu. I noticed that this lady said, your God, their God. So it's kind of distinction between your God, their God.
No, no, that's not God.
So my question is it your God or?
No, my God, your God, his God, their God. That's nonsense.
Tas ir pilnīgi bezjēdzība uzskatīt. Mans Dievs, tavs Dievs, kāds.
Now, according to that philosophy, God is relative. Do you know that cartoon character, Dennis the Menace? You have that in Latvia? An American cartoon, a little boy. Everyone, Dennis the Menace? They don't have that cartoon here. Anyway. In America, you've seen the Dennis the Menace? No. So they have a cartoon character of some little boy called Dennis the Menace.
Ir tāds multiplikācijas filmas varonis, Dennis nežēlīgais, briesmīgais.
He's a little boy who is always creating trouble in the house.
Tāds mazs puisis, kas pastāvīgi rada problēmas mājā.
The famous, in the cartoon strips, in the funny papers in the U.S., the famous cartoon character, Dennis the Menace.
Tas ir tāds populāros komiksos vai avīzēs speciālās lapās, kur ir.
So, Vishnupriya Maharaji and I, we visited one Indian man in Bangalore, India.
Un mēs kopā ar Vishnupriya Maharaji, mēs apmeklējām Bangalorā, Indijā.
See, many Hindus, they say, yatamat tatapat, my God, your God, whoever you want is God, that's all right.
Un daudzi hinduisti Indijā saka, jūsu Dievs, mans Dievs, visi kārtībā, nav nekāda problēma.
So this Indian man had a big grin on his face. He said, I'm doing puja every day to Dennis the Menace.
Un šis vīrs teica, es katru dienu veicu puju, tad kalpošanu
to this idea, my God, your God, his God, their God, na 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 na. It's bogus. God means the source of all existence. There can only be one source. God means the supreme person.
Dievs nozīmē augstākā personība.
You cannot have two supreme persons or 20 supreme persons. There can only be one supreme person.
Nevar būt divas vai 20 augstākās personības, varbūt tikai viena augstākā.
How many supreme courts do you have here in Latvia?
Cik jums ir šeit Latvijā augstākās tiesas?
Do you have 20 supreme courts?
20 augstākās tiesas.
10?
20.
One. If you have more than two, it's not the supreme court.
Jo, ja jums ir vairāk kā vien, tad tas vairs nav augstākā.
Supreme can only be one, otherwise he's not supreme.
Augstākais var būt tikai viens, savādāk tas nav augstākais.
So there can only be one supreme being.
Tāpēc var būt tikai viena augstākā.
He can be called by different names in different languages.
Dažādās valodās, viņi var saukt dažādos vārdos.
You can call them Allah, you can call them Krishna, Jehovah, Govinda or Christ. But there is one supreme.
Allahu, Govindu, Jehovu, Kristu vai Krishna.
So I never thought Krishna is my God.
Es nekad nedomāju, ka Krishna ir mans Dievs.
No, I never thought Krishna is my God. No.
Nē.
Krishna is the supreme.
Krishna ir augstākais.
He's the source of all existence.
Viņš ir visas eksistences avots.
That's all. Not that he's my God.
Ne tā, ka viņš ir mans Dievs.
What is he called? Jagannath.
Jagannath.
The Lord of the whole universe.
Visa visuma kungs.
He's not called Hindu Nath.
Krishna.
He's Jagannath, the Lord of the whole universe.
Jagannath, visuma.
So God is Jagannath, he's the Lord of the whole universe.
Jagannath, visa visuma kungs.
He's not limited, you know, well, for us, Krishna is God, and for you, Sai Baba is God. No. There is one Supreme Being. And he is known by the revealed scriptures. Any other questions?
Vai Allahs ir viens no viņa izvērsumiem, beidoliem? Is Allah one of his incarnations?
Allah is a bona fide name for God accepted by our acharyas.
Allah ir paties Dieva vārds, ko mūsu acharī akceptē. Vārds.
I could go to a Muslim mosque and bow down to Allah and I would feel good doing it.
Es droši varu doties uz musulmaņu mošeju un noliekties Allaha priekšā un es jūtīšos ļoti labi.
As long as they don't cut off my head.
Ja vien viņi man galvu nocerēs.
Any other question?
Jautājumi. Ko Maharaj darīja pēc Prabhupādas aiziešanas līdz tam brīdim, kamēr viņš kļuva par guru? What did you do when during the period when Prabhupāda left this world till you became guru?
From 1977 to the year 2000.
No, 1977 līdz 2000
gadam. That's a period of 23 years.
23 gadu periods.
So you want me to tell you the whole 23 years?
Tas ko es darīšu 23 gadus?
Actually, I have been acting as guru from the first day. I just didn't initiate disciples, that's all.
Patiesībā es darbojos kā guru no pašas pirmās dienas. Es vienkārši neinicēju skolnieks.
I've been acting as guru ever since I took up Krishna consciousness in 1971.
Es darbojos kā guru no tās mirkļa, kad es pieņēmu Krishna apziņu 1971. Gadā.
I've been in the temple for a few days only.
Es biju templī tikai pāris dienas.
The temple president sent me to appear all alone on a TV show, a live TV show.
Un templī prezidents aizsūtīja mani vienu pašu piedalīties televīzijas šovā.
I've been acting as guru ever since the very beginning.
Es darbojos kā guru no paša sākuma.
Prabhupāds being physically present or not being physically present didn't make any difference.
Vai Prabhupāds fiziski ir klātesošs vai nav, tam nav bijis nozīme.
Because he was always traveling anyway. You would see him maybe once every 2 years for 2 days, and that was it. I was almost always serving Prabhupada in separation, even when he was here on the planet. Sometimes I go for 3 years without seeing him. But I had him in my heart. So I didn't feel any separation.
Un es nejūt
nekādu. So when he left this world in 1977, I was already used to serving him in separation.
Un kad viņš 77. Gadā atstāja šo planētu, es jau biju pieredzējis.
I didn't miss a beat. I just went on doing what I was always been doing.
Es vienkārši turpināju darīt to, ko es biju darījis līdz tam.
preaching powerfully on behalf of Prabhupada.
Un ļoti spēcīgi sludināja.
Any other questions?
Viens no desmit svētā vārda apvainojumiem ir dot svēto vārdu neticīgajiem. Kā šķirt neticīgo no nezinošā?
One of the ten offenses is to give the holy name to what's the proper English word, to one who doesn't believe. How to distinguish between such a person and one who doesn't know?
Yes. Those who are not willing to hear, those you should not try to force it on them.
Tie, kuri nevēlās klausīties, uz tiem nevajag uzspiest neko.
But anyone who is willing to hear, you can tell them.
Bet tie, kas vēlās klausīties, tiem jūs varat teikt.
So you have to preach in such a way that everybody is willing to hear. That's the trick.
Triks ir tāds, ka jums ir jāsaprot tādā veidā, ka visi vēlas klausīties.
Presented in such an attractive, wonderful way, like Vishnu Jan Swami used to do and Prabhupada used to do. Do it in such a way that everybody will want to hear. There's nothing more wonderful than
Krishna.
There's nobody more amazing than Krishna. More beautiful. More splendorous.
There's no word in Latvian.
Too bad. You should add splendorous to your language. Like the sun. There's nobody like Krishna. There's nobody you can read about in the newspaper or the magazine or on CNN. Nobody like Krishna anywhere. So if you will simply describe Krishna in the best descriptive language, the whole world will come running to hear from you. Tell us about Krishna, more and more and more about Krishna. You see, that's called preaching.
Jautājums ir, ka tad, kad cilvēki man jautā, bet, nu, pasak, kāda ir tā mantra, tad es mulstu tādā ziņā, ka es uzskatu, ka es nevaru šo mantru iedot tīrā veidā, un sanāk, ka šis cilvēks pirmo reizi šo mantru dzird ne tā, kā viņam vajadzētu to dzirdēt. Tad ko man darīt? Varbūt, ka man uzreiz Šīls Prabhupādas mantru tad viņam klausīt. Bet domājiet, tad izpalnīgi kaut kas skaidrs.
When people ask me, tell me this mantra, I'm confused. I get confused because I believe that I can tell this mantra purely, and which means that the jiva, first time when the jiva hears this mantra, is not pure. So what to do? Probably I should give that mantra when recorded by Prabhupada.
Lord Chaitanya has ordered you. Chari deka tarika Krishna upadesha maragaya guru hoyo tari desh. He's told you, whoever you meet, you must tell them about this Hare Krishna mantra.
Kungs šeit tā jums ir devis norādījumu. Ikvienam, kuru jūs satiekat, jums ir jāpasaka par Hare Krishna mantru.
So why are you not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order?
Kāpēc jūs nesekojat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu norādījumam?
Why are you hesitating?
Kāpēc jūs kavējaties?
You should be very bold.
Jums ir jābūt droši.
You should be very aggressive.
Ļoti agresīvai.
Do you think Prabhupada was invited to America to preach? Prabhupada was not invited to America to preach.
Jūs domājat, ka Prabhupada kāds Amerikā uzaicināja, lai viņš brauc uz turienes sludināt? Neviens viņu tur neaicināja.
He came as an aggressor.
Viņš ienāca atbrauc kā agresors.
You should be aggressive.
Jums jābūt agresīvai.
Do you want to capture these people and give them to Krishna?
Ka jums ir jāsagrāb šie cilvēki un jānodot viņu Krishnam.
By the rope of love.
Ar mīlestības virvi.
Next question. Back there, Richard.
Nākamais jautājums. Ko nozīmē koncentrēšanās, koncentrācija mantras laikā, harināmas laikā un kirtan laikā? Please elaborate on what is concentration to be concentrated on mantra, kirtan, or harinam, and harinam.
Concentration means the mind doesn't go anywhere else.
Koncentrēšanās nozīmē, ka prāts nekur citur neklejo.
You understand?
Dažādas atbildes jautājumus, ko ir jākoncentrējas. Piemēram, ir jākoncentrējas atcerēties Dievu vai jākoncentrējas uz mantras vārdiem vēl kaut ko. I have heard different answers to what should I concentrate on. For instance, one answer, you should concentrate on the words of mantra. Another answer is you should concentrate on remembering God. So, what should I concentrate on?
Yes. Per japa, you should focus on the sound, hearing each syllable and pronouncing and hearing each syllable distinctly and calling in a mood of a child crying for the mother.
Runājot par mantru, jums ir jākoncentrējās uz to, ka jūs dzirdat, kā jūs izrunājat katru zilbi ļoti skaidri un koncentrējaties arī uz to noskaņu, ka jūs lūdzat tā, kā raudošs bērns sauc pēc mātes.
This is the instruction given by Prabhupada.
Tas ir norādījums, ko Dievs Prabhupada.
Any other questions?
Что-то значит должно быть удовлетворение. Если правильно служишь, да, то должно быть.
Jautājums, ko nozīmē pareizi kalpot. Jo, kā es saprotu, ka cilvēks, lai varētu kalpot, tas nozīmē, ka viņam nav nekādu savu vēlmju, un tad viņš var kalpot kādam citam, bet tad, un tad viņš ir pilnīgi apmierināts. Bet var taču arī būt tā, ka cilvēks gadiem kalpo un ir joprojām neapmierināts un tad aiziet. Tad kādiem ir jābūt šim kalpošanas noskaņojumam? The question is about proper way. What is the proper way to be engaged in the service? Because as I understand, only one who has no desires can properly serve. But it could be at the and be happy. But at the same time, I believe there are some people who are serving for years, and they are not happy, and they deviate or for
leave the movement.
You have to serve with love. You have to do it with love, not begrudgingly.
Tad jums tas ir jādara ar mīlestību, nevis ar kādiem aizvainojumiem.
That's the key.
Tas ir, tā ir atslēga.
Patram puṣpam palam vayam yo bhakcha. That word is the key. Bhakcha means with devotion.
Ar tādu mīlestību uz Dievu.
Those who do the service without, those who are not happy, that means they're doing it mechanically, they're not doing it with love.
Tie, kas ir nelaimīgi, tas nozīmē, ka viņi kalpošanu veids mehāniski, bez mīlestības.
But anyone who serves with love, they will relish that service like anything.
Bet tie, kas veids kalpošanu ar mīlestību, tie to bauda kā neko citu.
So that's the key, it must be done with devotion.
Tā ir tā atslēga, tam ir jābūt ar sevi, ar sevis pilnīgu uzticēšanu, mīlestību. Kā iegūt šo mīlestību? Where to get that love?
That love is a gift.
Tā mīlestība ir dāvana.
That is a gift of Guru and Krishna.
Tā ir Guru un Krishnas dāvana.
You have to beg for that mercy.
Mums ir jālūdz šī žēlstība.
Questions, more?
Vai mātas atkārtošanas laikā var skatīties uz Krišnas attēliem, atcerieties Krišnu un tajā laikā izbaudīt atcerieties Krišnu, Krišnas spēles un izbaudīt kādas emocijas.
Can we, while chanting, look at a picture of Krishna in this way to remember him, to remember his lilas and experience certain emotions while chanting?
You don't relish the holy name?
Jūs neizbaudāt svēto vārdu?
Holy name doesn't satisfy you.
Svētais vārds neapmierina jūs.
You need something else.
Jums ir vajadzīgs vēl kaut kas.
Prabhupāda chastised the devotee in Los Angeles for looking at a picture while he was chanting his rim.
Prabhupāda sabāra vaktu, kurš džapa skaitīšanas laikā skatījās uz Krišnas attēlu.
I mean, it's not wrong to look at a picture while you're chanting your japa.
Kaut gan tas nav nepareizi.
It's a matter of how you're doing it, really.
Bet jautājums ir, kā jūs to darāt?
Just imagine someone chanting japa like this, you know, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
Ram,
Hare Ram, 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 Hare, and then flipping through the book, you know, Hare Krishna, this picture, another picture, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, that's obviously not good.
Tas nav galīgi noteikti labi.
You have to absorb yourself in the name.
Jums ir jāiegrimdējās vārdā.
You can chant in front of a deity, you can chant in front of a photograph.
Yeah, jūs varat dievību vai attēlu priekšā atkārtot mantru.
But that should not be the center of your attention.
Bet tā nav jūsu uzmanības centrs.
Your attention must be centered on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I'll give you an example. If Krishna personally came to see you, he's right there in front of you. To have loving exchange with you. And you're sitting here looking at some pictures in the Krishna book. And you're ignoring Krishna. Would that be a very intelligent thing? What do you think? Krishna is standing right there and you're flipping through the Krishna book. Would that be intelligent then? Yes or no, Richard? No? Okay. So Krishna has come in the form of his name. If you think you need a picture to keep you enlivened while you're chanting your japa, that means you're not connecting with the mantra.
Un ja jums ir džapas laikā, jūs jūtat, ka ir nepieciešams Krišnas attēls, tas nozīmē, lai jūs uzturētu noteiktā emocionāla līmenī, tas nozīmē...
Do you know how many different forms Krishna has?
Ar vārdu savienojies.
He has unlimited forms.
Zināt, cik daudz Krišna formu, bezgalīgs daudz
formu? You know how many pastimes he has?
Zināt, cik daudz jums spēļ ir?
He has unlimited pastimes.
Bezgalīgs daudz mums spēļ.
You know how many qualities he has?
Zināt, cik daudz viņam ir īpašību?
He has unlimited qualities.
Bezgalīgs daudz mums īpašību.
All of those unlimited qualities, names, and pastimes and forms are available within these two syllables, Krishna.
Un no, bet no visām īpašībām, Krishnas vārds, Krishnas forma un Krishnas spēles ir pieejama šajos divos, šajās divās zilvēs, Krishna.
If you'll absorb yourself in the Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, fully absorbed, then every pastime, every quality, every form, every name of Krishna will all be present within the Hare Krishna mantra.
Un jūs pilnībā iegrimdēsieties šajās te, šajās divās zilvēs, tad viss Krishnas vārds, visas Krishnas īpašība, formas, visas Krishnas spēles.
You ever seen a video or a photograph of Prabhupada chanting japa? You ever seen a video or a Prabhupada chanting japa? Is Prabhupada looking at a picture while he's chanting his round?
No.
Prabhupada is just absorbed in the name. Nama Ruchi. The sweet taste of Krishna's name. So you don't need these other things. If you need a picture to keep yourself enlivened while you're chanting your rounds, that means you're not focused on the name. Nothing wrong with pictures. Pictures are wonderful. I mean, when I chant Jai Radha Madhava, I go back and forth between this one and this one.
Piemēram, tad, kad es šeit dziedu, ja ir atma atvēlē, tad es starp šīm tev...
When I sing Jashoda Nandana, I look over at this one.
Kad es dziedu Jashoda Nandana, es skatos uz to atvēlē.
And I think of Gopi Jana Balava, I look at this one, you see.
Tad šos...
With the Jai Radha Madhava songs. So it's wonderful, the pictures are wonderful.
Tāpēc atvēlē brīnišķīgi.
But for japa time, it's a time when you should just go into the name. You don't need anything else. Go deep, deep, deep into the name.
Japas laikā jūs ejat, cik vien dziļi iespējams vārdā.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. There you'll find everything.
Un tur jūs atradīsiet visu.
Any other questions?
Sagat lūdzu, vai drīkst dāvināt kādam bagvadgīri tikai tāpēc, ka man tas vienās prātā to darīt, Un ja jā, tad ar kādu vēstījumu tas būtu jādara?
Vai drīkst dāvināt pakāpīgi tikai tāpēc, ka man ir ienācis prātā to darīt, un ja jā, tad ar kādu vēstījumu tas ir jādara? Can I present the Bhagavad Gita to somebody just because I'm feeling such a desire, and if I can do that, what should be a message along with that?
The best thing is to get, if somebody will give a donation in exchange for it, that way they'll be more inclined to read it.
Vislabākais veids ir, ja viņš ziedo kādu naudu pretī, tāpēc, ka tas ir vislabākais veids, kā noskaņot šo cilvēku lasīt.
You can give it as a gift, but if you give it to someone and say, we're passing these out today and we're asking as gifts, we're asking everybody to chip in so we can afford to give more of them out as gifts, that way they gave some money, and they are, if you give money for something, you're more inclined to give it value than if you get it for free.
Jūs varat dāvināt, bet ja jūs dāvina sakat, jā, principā tā ir dāvana, bet ja jūs kaut ko noziedosiet pretī, tad mēs būsim spējīgi izplatīt pēc iespējas vairāk šādas dāvanas, un tas arī sekmē to, ka cilvēki vairāk būs nosties lasīt šo.
What do you call them? Litus? Latis? Latis. I gave 5 latis for this book. I better read it because I get my money's worth.
Jā, ja es samaksāju 5 latis par šo grāmatu, tad tas lielāk iespējīgi es lasīšu.
It's always better if you can get some people to give a donation for it. That way they're doing service.
labāk, ka viņi kaut ko ziedo tādā veidā, jūs
tādā We used to hand out books for free on the street and they threw them in the trash can.
Cilvēki, mēs izdājām cilvēkiem uz ielas grāmatas un to viņus izmet viņus miskastē.
It's better, of course, if it's some friend or a family member, you might give it as a
Jā,
gift.
Ja tas kā draugs vai ģimenes biedrs ir. And what should, the second part, what should be a
friend
message?
Of, huh?
Let's say message, what should be a message when you present such a book where the person...
Well, you have to know that person and you know them better than I do, so present it, give them a message that they'll feel obliged to read the book.
Jums jādod tam vēstījumam jābūt tādam, kas liks šim cilvēkam izlasīt šo grāmatu.
According to your relationship with them.
Atkarībā, un tas vēstījums būs atkarībā no tā, kādas jums ir attiecības ar cilvēku.
Questions more?
Jautājums ir, vai mēs piedāvājam ēdienu, bet jautājums, kā ir zālē, vai zāles ir jāpiedāvā? Should we offer medicine to Krishna? We offer food, to Krishna. Should we offer medicine as well?
Ah, no, Krishna doesn't get sick, he doesn't need it.
Krishna neslimo, viņam nav nepieciešams zāles.
You have to take medicine, you don't need to offer it, you can take it without offering it.
Ja jums ir jālieto zāles, jūs tās lietojat bez piedāvāšanas. But if let's say if we make these that medicine is made out of herbs or based on ghee.
No, you don't. Krishna doesn't need the medicine. You can take it without offering it. It's all right. You don't need it. Don't offer medicine. Just take it.
If you like that, nepiedāvājiet.
Prabhupada took medicine. He didn't offer it to Krishna before he took
it.
Don't invent some new program. We have to offer our medicine to Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the healing herb. So Krishna is already present in the healing herb.
Just
take it and get well soon. And don't overeat. Overeating is a cause of getting sick. Any other questions? Yes, there's a hand. All right, yeah.
Laikā es izjūtu milzīgu svētlaimi, tādu svētlaimi, no kuras vienkārši negribas nekādīgi šķirties. Jautājums ir, ko Krišna ar to grib parādīt? Tāds ir, jā. When I'm chanting, I feel so blissful and that I don't want to stop that.
Very good.
But my question is, what Krishna wants to
to show by making me feel such a place.
He wants to attract you back to Godhead.
Viņš vēlas jūs saistīt, pievilināt, lai jūs atgriežaties atpakaļ pie Dieva.
You raise your hands and kiss him? Oh, it's scratching. Anything else? Everybody's ready to go home?
Vēl kaut kas? Vai visi gan?
All right.
Klausoties lekcijā, tā informācija ir ļoti sarežģīta, un to īstenot ir arī ļoti sarežģīts, bet tika teikts, ka ir uzmanīgi jāklausās skolotāja norādījumos, un tie jācenšās īstenot ir. Bet tas sanāk tā, ka ja es nesaprotu, ko īsti īstenot, tad iznāk, ka es mehāniski kaut ko daru. Tad ko, kā attiekties pret to? You said that one should one should listen very attentively and then follow instructions of Guru very carefully. But during the lectures I have noticed information is so complex and, well, we can't understand fully that information, which means...
What is a... Give me an example of something you don't understand.
Nu, piemēram, ko jūs nevarat saprast kāds piemērs.
Katrs pāns pilns ar norādījumiem, kurus Krišna mums bet atšifrēt viņus.
Every verse is full of instructions, but to understand these instructions properly, it is so difficult, and what happens that we are serving mechanically and not fully realizing what actually Guru and Krishna wants us to do.
Well, you should write down all of your questions and bring them to the classes and I'll answer them.
Tad jums ir jāraksta visam jautājumi un jāuzraksta un jājautā.
That's how we have the classes.
Un tāpēc jau mums ir arī šīs lekcijas, lai atbildētu uz jautājumu.
I'll be giving maybe 3 or 4 more classes here, so tomorrow morning and then next on the, what is that, the 2nd of May? 2nd May. So this is, I'm giving 3 more lectures here tomorrow morning and then May, well, probably just 1-2 more because they're probably leaving early in the morning on the 3rd of May. 2 more lectures I'm giving you, so. I'll be coming back then, and or come down to Lithuania. I come here twice a year and I give so many lectures, so you can write down all your questions all year long and I'll answer and ask them in the classes.
Es divreiz gadā šeit ierodos un sniedzu tik daudz lekcijas. Uzrakstiet visus savus jautājumus, uz visiem jūsu jautājumiem atbildēšu.
I can answer all of your questions.
Es varu atbildēt visus jūsu jautājumus.
I don't find this philosophy complicated at all.
Es nemaz neredzu šī filozofija būtu komplicēta.
I find it to be very simple.
Es redzu, tā ir ļoti vienkārši.
Any questions? Yeah.
Jautājums.
Kuru pasakāt par savas pieredzes, kurā valstī
pēc savas pieredzes vai guru var pastāstīt kurā valstī ir sludināti ir viss sarežģītāk. Could you tell from your own experience which country is the most difficult to preach to?
Well, it really depends who you're talking to in the country.
Patiesībā tas atkarīgs ir no tā, ar ko jūs tajā valstī runājat.
Because in every country there are people who are very interested a little interested and not interested. Every country has such people.
Tāpēc, ka katrā valstī ir cilvēki, kas ir ļoti interesēti klausīties, nedaudz interesēti un nav interesēti.
So actually every country is a good place to preach.
Tā vieta, ka katra valsts ir laba vieta, kur sludināt.
If you're talking to the right people.
Ja jūs runāt ar pareizajiem cilvēkiem.
So I find that wherever I go, there's a wonderful preaching opportunity.
Visur, kur es dodos, es rodu brīnišķīgas sludināšanas iespējas.
I'm going now this year to a country you can't even publicly announce because the government has strong policies against our movement there. I can't even publicly say I'm going there.
Ir, teiksim, valsts, kur es publiski pat nevaru nosaukt, ka es dodos uz to valsts, tāpēc, ka tajā valstī ir šī kustība, mūsu kustība ir aizliegta.
But even though the government is very repressive there and against it, there's an underground Hare Krishna movement going on very strongly then.
But šajā valstī ir tāds nelegāli Hare Krishna kustība, vienalga viņa notiek.
So my experience is every place in the world is a good place for preaching Krishna consciousness.
Mans pieredzes, jebkura vieta pasaulē ir laba vieta sludināšanai.
Every place is good.
Katra vieta.
The world is ready for Krishna consciousness.
Pasaulē ir gatava Krishna apziņai.
We just have to be pure to give it to them properly, that's all.
Mums vienkārši pašiem jābūt tīriem, lai pareizā veidā to sniegtu cilvēkiem.
And then the whole world will take it.
Un tad visa pasaule to pieņems.
It depends on our purity.
Tas ir atkarīgs no mūsu tīrības.
Purity is the force.
Tīrība ir spēks.
If you want to be powerful,
es vēlties būt varens.
For spreading Krishna consciousness,
izplatot Krishnas apziņu.
Chant 16 rounds.
Atkārtojies 16 tāklus.
Avoid the 10 offenses and follow the regulated principles and you'll be able to spread this movement all over the world. So I'll stop here and we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Kindly take it very, very seriously. If you do so, your life will be unlimitedly sublime.
Jūs tā darīsiet, tad jūsu dzīve būs bezgalīgi cēla.
Unlimitedly sublime.
Hare Krishna. Es gribu šīm sakarsim dosas kārmatrāt. Hare Krishna.